This video will outline the different parts of a standard wheelchair and its proper use.
By examining the parts of the wheelchair, we can see how the working parts of the wheelchair operate and avoid possible injuries.
We will start by looking at the handles. The handles should be clean and covered by plastic grips. Handles should never be gripped by a caregiver wearing gloves. It's hard to have safe control with gloves that can stick. The handles are used to direct front wheels of the wheelchair in any direction.
The backrest is very important because the person sitting in the wheelchair uses this to maintain their center of gravity and stay stable while sitting in the wheelchair. The backrest must be clean and the cushions intact to prevent pressure sores on the person.
The wheels are extremely important and must be maintained. When inspecting the wheels, look for any problems in the wheel rubber. Check the wheels for any ripping, peeling, loose connections, or any rubbing rusted parts. Ensure that the outer rims for self-propelling are intact and not bent. Look at the spokes of the wheel and assess them for any breaks. If the tires are pneumatic, ensure the tires are sufficiently inflated.
Next, check the armrests. On most wheelchairs, these are removable. They can rotate out and be lifted and removed for easy transfers. Armrests padding must be intact and free of rips or dirt. Any connection for rotation or removal of armrests must be intact. Check for tightness. Armrests should be at the appropriate height for the patient's comfort. If the client self-propels in the chair, the armrest must be low enough to accommodate their arms.
One of the most important parts of the wheelchair are the brakes. Most brakes are located at the side of the chair frame and engage against the wheel rubber. Brakes prevent any motion or movement of the chair. The brakes are engaged when a client is transferring in or out of the chair or sitting stationary. It is critical to have brakes engaged if the patient is at the top of any slopes or stairs.
The seat belts or lap belts are present to maintain safety of the patient while seated in the chair. Belts are not to be used as a form of restraint. Most chairs do not have a belt. Belts should be inspected for any rips, fraying, or mechanical damage for release of the belt. It is very important to ensure the correct positioning of lap belts. Belts are to be placed over the patient's hips, not waist. Belts should have quick release for emergencies. Always ensure that lap belts not in use are not dangling into the spokes or tires of the chair.
Not all wheelchairs will have leg supports, but most standard wheelchairs will have foot supports. When the foot supports are engaged, ensure the patient's feet are on the rests and not dragging on the floor. Foot supports can be rotated out and inward for use. The release latch is located at the top of the rest and is engaged by pushing down on the lever. It is essential for foot plates to be up prior to transfers. Frequent inspection of the foot plates is necessary to ensure tread is intact and free of dirt.
Proper positioning and seating in the chair is essential to ensure stability and alignment. The center of gravity in an unoccupied chair should be located low at the middle of the seat. In the occupied chair, the center of gravity is higher up. The person seated must be in correct alignment for safety and comfort.
The properly positioned person will have their back and coccyx at a right angle. Knees and feet should be maintained at right angles. Improper placement will increase the patient's risk of ulcers, misalignment, and pain.
Moving patients seated in a wheelchair requires planning. When going into small areas like elevators, it is necessary to back in. Move and push the chair slowly and always ensure your hands are securely on the handlebars.
In small rooms, you have to plan your positioning to accommodate any transfers as well. By constantly observing and planning, you should be ready to safely assist a person with a wheelchair. Let's do our tool safe review.
Inspect the wheelchair for mechanical problems before use. Notify your supervisor of any issues before proceeding. Check the placement of footrests, seatbelts, and backrests before placing a patient. Back into small areas like elevators. Plan your moves ahead of time.